It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. I know I'm annoying. You guys don't have to say it when it comes to work emails. I don't reply all, like when it's like, hey, congratulations. Welcome this person to the team, which I think is really annoying. If you want to say something, tell them in person or hit reply. But
or don't say anything. Let them know they got to earn your respect.
Alex has been working here for a while and has still not told anybody congratulations.
It's not true. I send it privately. I don't do the mass email thing either.
But they went online and they've decoded what your email really means. Tell me if you guys agree with this or your own thoughts on it. When somebody says the phrase, hope this helps, it pretty much means don't bother me anymore. Like, hey, live, blah, blah, blah. Hope this helps.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, it's like, please. Just take care of it. I've told you what you need to know.
I get those emails a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, there we go. I rarely put this one in there, but I see your point. But it means like, you can express your opinion on this one, but I give zero F.
Right.
I feel like that's like the most condescending of them all.
It's like, oh, I see your point, Alex. I don't care.
Yeah.
I do this one all the time, and it's frustrating here, and this is boring inside stuff, but if you have a job where you email coworkers, you probably go through this one. Have you ever been on the giving or receiving end of, as stated below?
Yep. Per my, previous email. Yeah.
Yes,
like
all
basically
the time.
Meaning, do you read, idiot?
Are you stupid?
Not trying to call you out, but Joe, I feel like you've said that before.
Oh, I've said as I've stated before, yes, because nobody listens. It's not even you guys. It's somebody else in our building. Constantly. It means you need to read the entire email chain, not just the top two lines, because your dumb question has already been answered. Kind regards. What do you think that would translate to really meaning? Because that's a phrase.
Kind regards.
Like, blah, blah, blah. Kind regards.
Go get lost.
Yeah.
Close. F yourself.
Well, yeah. I was going to say that, but I felt like that wasn't very radio etiquette.
Well, I made it work right there. Moving forward, which means stop wasting my time. I had to do that this morning today for an email. This is all boring stuff inside, but like I said, it'll relate to your job somehow, some way. We had like a giveaway that we're doing. I'm like, moving forward, we can't do them at this time because we're doing something else on the Joe and Alex Show.
Right.
Even though we've already talked about this in two previous emails.
Right. Those are like the most classic ways that work in the workplace. People have gone passive aggressive.
And the final one here that I have, there's tons of them, but I've tried this one, but I don't think it works. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. But I always say, usually to Liv and producer Porkchop, I say, thanks in advance. Which, pretty much means I'm already thinking you're going to do me this favor and do it for me, so that hopefully you'll agree to do it, but you really haven't agreed to do it. Because I always ask that, it's something I want done or need done. I'm like, thanks in advance, Liv. And then crickets.
It.
Crickets.
You hate getting a thanks in advance? Why?
Yes. Because it's rude.
How is that rude?
It just is. When it's coming from you, it just is.
From me?
Yeah.
If I don't butter up and be nice to you, then you'll do nothing.
Wait, see, like, I feel like...
No, because I can tell when you're being fake nice.
No, that's all the time then.
Yeah, I can definitely see when Joe's being fake nice. But I feel like out of any of those, he says, I can see your point the most. I don't really remember him saying, like, thanks in advance.
I can't think of I can see
so
your
wait,
point.
Real quick. Okay, now that you got me intrigued here, how often do you think I'm being fake with you guys?
99% of the
not
time.
Definitely not 99%.
So
definitely
you prefer? Would you prefer to me just to be real with you then?
No,
I just think that you be patient.
How much patience is somebody supposed to have?
A lot. More than you have.
This is getting real awkward. I just, I think that you are fake only like 50% of it. Not even, we'll say 30.
Who's the fakest on the show, though, when it comes to pleasantries
like,
and stuff like that?
When it comes to pleasantries, emails, text messages. I mean, Joe.
It is Joe? Producer Porkchop, do you have what am I trying to look for?
How about this? Who's the most realist on the show?
Porkchop.
No.
Who?
No. Porkchop's the most diplomatic. Porkchop is the one that won't
but
take
I
a side.
Like
he's Switzerland.
But he's Switzerland, like, down to his core. It's not, like, fake.
Like realist and bluntly honest, like, unapologetically just says something.
Well, then that's definitely Alex.
Yeah, but that's also rude, though, too. There's a difference between, like, I'm real and I'm genuine and I'm transparent, and then there's just, like, hey, I'm rude and
I know,
care about your feelings.
I also think that there's a difference between Porkchop being diplomatic and you when you try to be diplomatic because you can, it's like you can almost hear the steam coming out of your ears. That's
true.
As you're saying.
Pork chop, would you say, only working with these two for about a month, can you see why steam comes out of my ears?
I would say, does anyone need another cup of coffee?
See?
Oh, there we go. Mr. Diplomatic over here.